Hello, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to fix the healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Arti Arianpour. Arianpour is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Seekster. Seekster is a San Diego-based company that can collect all your personal health information from all the different places that it's hiding, standardize it, and build a longitudinal and comprehensive record of your PHI for you, for providers, for payers, for drug companies, for pharmacies, or anyone you decide needs it. I interviewed Arianpour as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series. I spoke with him about the differences between personalized medicine and precision medicine, how what Seekster does supports both, and how the current dynamics in Washington are affecting Seekster's business model. Hey, Arti, how are you?
I'm doing great. Very excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, I read about the phrase personalized medicine, precision medicine. Are they the same? Are they different? And where does what you do fit into either of those?
They are different. Personalized medicine is particular to the person, what your genetics, what your makeup really is. Just because some medication is good for you doesn't mean it's good for me, because we come from different backgrounds and we have different markers. Personalized medicine is really personalized to the person, and it has lots of different factors. Precision medicine, I think, is being really transformed and actually executed on within the oncology cancer space. So, for example, if you take a non-invasive liquid biopsy test and you're able to detect a particular cancer, or monitor a particular cancer from a patient, that's precision medicine.
Okay, got it. So it's really about the disease state, where the other is about the person.
Correct.
Got it, got it. And where does what you do help most in either of those, or do they help both? It's a part of both.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we help both, and why and how. So from a personalized standpoint, all your data is personalized. We're able to collect and connect and organize, you know, an individual's health record plus a bunch of other stuff and bringing it together into a longitudinal health record itself. That's very personalized on the individual level. From precision medicine standpoint, the data that's being collected at scale for clinical trials, we're advancing precision medicine at Seekster with all the work that we're doing on the data front because of our data foundation that we built.
Right. Now, there's a lot going on in Washington, maybe data-wise, clinical trial-wise, research funding-wise. You have your business model. Are the two intersecting in a way? Like, have you had to tweak your business model? Are you concerned about it? Are you not concerned about it? I'm just curious about how, you know, in the past 3 or 4 months, maybe, you know, something's changed.
Yeah, look, there's definitely been, as everyone knows, you know, multiple different cuts around the NIH. Multiple different cuts around the FDA. And just, you know, across the board there. I think it's really too early to tell what the, you know, outcome of those things are going to be. However, I don't think that making, you know, impulsive decisions within research and science is the best way forward. However, maybe there were some cuts that needed to be made, you know, and there probably were. But maybe not to the degree that that's happening. I'm not sure.
As far as the impact on what you guys do, you haven't felt it yet?
Yeah, the impact on us is zero because we don't deal with those academic centers. So at the end of the day, a patient needs to get their data and we help them get their data, whether that's for a provider whether that's for a clinical trial, mm-hmm. whether that's for, you know, a use case within a payer. Right. So the three P's, I call it: payer, provider, pharma. And those three have not been affected with our business right. model. Why? We're so essential right. to the data sharing capabilities. Right. We are the data sharing capability.
Right. Got it.
Again, everyone is seeking health data.
Right, right, right.
It really doesn't matter if you worked at the NIH mm-hmm. or you don't work at the NIH or
right.
you're part of the blue team or you're part of the red team. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your religion right. is. It doesn't matter what your color is. At the end of the day, when you're sick and you have to see multiple specialists, the only thing that matters is time to intervention and sharing data.
Right.
And sharing data and accessing your data makes your time to intervention mm-hmm. the fastest way possible for you to get the right drug, the right surgery, the right yeah. diagnosis.
Yeah, right. Treatment plan. Yeah.
It really doesn't matter what mm-hmm. side you're on.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to live.
right. If you want to live, your need is the same. Artie, this has been great.
Just want to thank you guys for doing what you do. I think it's really hard to always get the message out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's lots of amazing stories with companies like ours. And I really appreciate you having myself and Seekster on your wonderful, amazing podcast.
Oh, feelings mutual.
Thanks so much, David.
All right. Take care, Artie.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. If you'd like to learn more about how Artie Arianpour thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.